Word of God, speak. Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, this is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, with the Scripture and the Sense podcast, episode number 633, where I simply read the Word of God and give the sense of it based on an authoritative commentary source, such as the Bible Knowledge Commentary, or the Matthew Henry Commentary. So this podcast is based upon Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 8, where it says, Ezra and the Levites read in the book in the law of God distinctly, and gave the sense, and caused them to understand the reading. So the aim of this podcast, beloved, is that through the simple reading of the Word of God, the Holy Bible, and the giving of the sense of it, the understanding of it, the church, it is my humble prayer, would truly be revived, and the world would be awakened, and hear and understand the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, and be saved from the wrath to come and the eternal burning hell to come. For Jesus Christ said it best, that is the gospel best, when he said in John 3:16, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Today, beloved, we are reading Nahum chapter 1, verses 3 through 5. Let's pray. Holy Father God, grant us that anointing that your servant John told us about, that would help us to understand your holy word and to obey it. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake. Amen. The Lord is slow to anger and great in power, and will not at all acquit the wicked. The Lord hath his way in the whirlwind and in the storm, and the clouds are the dust of his feet. He rebuketh the sea and maketh it dry, and drieth up all the rivers. Bashan languisheth, and Carmel, and the flower of Lebanon languisheth. The mountains quake at him, and the hills melt, and the earth is burned at his presence, yea, the world and all that dwell therein. Ladies and gentlemen, I just read in your hearing Nahum chapter 1, verses 3 through 5. Now here is the sense of it, or the understanding of it, from the Bible Knowledge Commentary of Dallas Theological Seminary, edited by Dr. Walford and Dr. Zuck. The Bible Knowledge Commentary says, though God takes vengeance on his enemies, God is slow to anger. That is, he withholds his judgment for a long time. Such length of anger accounts for the apparent delay from Judah's perspective, which allowed Assyria to act in such lustful freedom. But this does not suggest that God is weak, rather that God is strong. God is long-suffering and patient because of his desire that people repent. God gives us space, the Bible says in the book of Revelation, to repent. This was exhibited in his sending Jonah to Nineveh about 100 years before Nahum prophesied. Also, the Lord is great in power, though he may prolong his mercy, his omnipotence remains. The word for power is koa, which suggests the ability to endure or the capacity to produce. And from there comes the idea of the ability to cope with situations. That ability is seen in God's acts of judgment, for the prophet added, he will not leave the guilty unpunished. He would serve as the Ninevites' judge because of their guilt. He would not treat them as if they were innocent, though the Ninevites had repented under Jonah's preaching. In the back, move back in the back. The city had gone into iniquity again, and therefore would not escape his wrath. The greatness of God's power is evident in his control over nature. Because he is powerful over inanimate nature, the whirlwind, the storms, he certainly would be able to cope with and judge Nineveh. He causes the whirlwind, that is the tornado, and the threatening storm, that is the hurricane, two awesome and often destructive forces of nature. In his dealings with Nineveh, he would be as destructive as a devastating whirlwind and storm. He is so great that the clouds are like dust under his feet. Get that picture in your mind. His strides cover the vast areas of accentuated clouds. His movements are marked by the darkening of the heavens as the whirlwind sweeps and the tempest howls. In his power, he merely speaks, rebukes the sea, and the rivers dry up. This refers to his delivering Israel from Egyptian bondage. Since he could defeat Egypt in that way, certainly he is powerful enough to destroy Nineveh. Bashan, a region east of the Sea of Kinnereth, Galilee, Carmel, a mountain range near present-day Haifa, and Lebanon, north of Israel, were fertile areas. God's ability to dry up verdant areas shows he could judge Nineveh. Even the mountains, symbolic of stability, shake under his power, as did Mount Sinai, and the hills melt. Even the entire earth and its people, including the Ninevites, will tremble before his awesome power. Shall we pray? Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for the education that we just received from your holy word. Thank you for speaking to our hearts. Thank you for showing us from your holy word what you're actually even doing today. And Lord, help us to take heed to your holy word. Help us who are believers in you, Lord Jesus, to humble ourselves and to pray and to seek your face and to turn from our wicked ways and to repent and get back to you, Lord Jesus, our first love. Grant us your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit to do that. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen.
And ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the Scripture and the Sense podcast. Please remember to read the Word of God, the Holy Bible, each and every day of your life, and pray without ceasing to God about everything, and for wisdom to understand His Word and apply it to your life. Most importantly, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou, you shalt be saved. Please stay tuned for a complete presentation of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ so that you can get your soul saved from hell to that wonderful place called heaven when you die. May God bless you and keep you is my prayer. Now, dear friends, if you're with us today and you do not know our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, allow me to show you how you can place your faith and trust in Him, Jesus Christ, for your soul's salvation from sin and hell. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's laws. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." We all have failed God. We're all guilty before God. You do not have the right to look down your nose at others. You're just as wicked as others. Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin always. You will be paid for your sins one day. The Bible says in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Our payday someday is death. To these beautiful bodies, death to so many things before you die, death to marriages, death to relationships, death to material things. You will experience 1,000 deaths before you die because of sin. But ultimately you will die physically, your body will be put in a cold, dark grave. And that ought to be frightening because it is frightening. But more frightening is that your soul, if it dies without Christ, will go to a burning hell to spend eternity in a dark place, even though there's fire. You say, "Preacher, I don't believe that a loving God would put people in the hell." Well, Jesus Christ, the loving and lowly one, preached more on hell than he did about heaven. Jesus Christ, the loving one and the lowly one, preached more on hell than any prophet in the Bible. He said in Matthew chapter 10 verse 28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also the Bible says in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Whatever you do, don't experience the second death, because it's bad news. Hell is bad news. But I have good news for you. You don't have to go to hell. Jesus suffered and bled and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again on the third day. And he said these words to you before he left here: "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish," that is, perish in hell, "but have everlasting life." Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou, you shalt be saved. Pray and ask Jesus Christ to save your soul and to come into your heart and change your life. He will do it. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. If you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ,
that he suffered and bled and died on the cross for your sins, was buried and rose again, and you're ready to trust him as your Savior, pray and ask him to save you, and he will. I'll be glad to lead you in prayer in what is called the sinner's prayer or the prayer of salvation. Repeat after me phrase by phrase and mean it from your heart. Let's pray. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner, that I have done evil in your sight. I am guilty because I have broken your Ten Commandments, your law. I've taken your holy name in vain. I've dishonored and disobeyed and disrespected my own parents. I have lied many times before. I have lusted after people and things and what others have. I've stolen things before. So Lord, that's 5 to 6 commandments I've already broken out of your Ten Commandments. And so please have mercy and grace upon me. For your Holy Son's sake, Jesus Christ, please forgive me of all of my sins. As I now believe with all of my heart, the best way that I know how, in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he suffered and he bled and he died on the cross for my sins, was buried and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past. And help me to turn from my evil ways. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you believed in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day, allow me to say to you, dear friend, congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. And Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Until next time, my beloved, God loves you, we love you, and may God bless you real good until next time. Now, I may be traveling here over the next few days, but I will resume preaching as soon as I get back, and I will do some preaching while I'm on the road. So thank you so much for your prayers. Please continue to pray for us, and we will continue to pray for you. God bless you. Until next time.
If you look at the hard left and how they treat law enforcement in the last 5 or 6